Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's gospel, we see how busy our Lord is, accomplishing the purpose for which he has come, preaching in the synagogues, healing illnesses, and driving out demons, so much so, with such great success, that the whole town of Capernaum gathered at the door of Peter's house. But notice that when he begins the next day's apostolate, it says, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." Now in this, our Lord really does give us an example of how we should start our days, okay, that we should start the day with prayer in union with God, sanctifying the first moments of the day, and preparing, so to speak, for the evil of the day. Remember, as our Lord says, the evil of the day is sufficient unto itself. And that's how we need to take the spiritual life, just one day at a time. And this is also what the commentary says on this passage. It says, "Learn here from Christ to give the early morning to prayer and to rise up with the dawn, so as to have leisure for meditation and to give the first fruits of the day to God. For the dawn of the day is a great friend of God and of the angels." And so this has been the custom of good Christians for many, many centuries, taught by all of the saints, to have the habit of praising God soon after rising and meditating on pious and holy things. This sets the tone for the whole day, and it is really incredible how much the soul profits from morning meditation, from morning prayer. Daily experience clearly teaches that the foundation of all zeal, the fruit and efficaciousness of all of our actions throughout the day, proceed from this, namely, morning prayer and meditation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.